Okay, Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah, new parak over here. Halacha is that when you give matnas kahuna, you have to give it to the kohen in good shape. So here, when a bechar when you're giving a bechar to a kohen in like these days, where you can't bring it as a carbon, or in those days if it has a mum, so what you have to do is you have to take care of it until you teach it how to eat and everything. And now it's the behemoth is like ready to be taken care of. You give it to the kohen, and if it's a tam, he waits to get some mum. Or if it has a mum, he waits till he shechs it. But you have to give it to him, deliver it to him, you know, in good shape. That's the halacha about a bechar. So ad kama yishol chayavim l'tapa bechar. How long, how much of the life of the behemoth does the yishol have to take care of it? Bechar. B'daka shoshim yoyim. Daka needs 30 days. V'gasa chamishim yoyim. By a big and a large animal, it's 50 days. A daka needs even more. It's 3 chadashim. You see, the Gemara doesn't explain. The reason is because it has small teeth and it takes a while to learn how to eat. Let's say, I'm going to call you, Tanuli, give it to me. You know, I want it now. The Gemara raises it, you can't give it to him. Well, the Gemara will explain why. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to give it to him. He's not allowed to take it. But if it's about mum, where it's ready really to shecht right away, va'amaloi tenuli, and the kohen says, give it to me, sheikh lena, want to shecht right away, then it's mutter. V'shasa mikdash, then even at time it's possible you give it to him. V'shasa mikdash, when you tell him, va'amaloi tenli v'akavenu mutter. Why? Because he can be makav right away. The only time you don't give it to him, we'll see in the Gemara, is when he has to still take care of it. The kohen still has to take care of it, you don't give it to him. We'll see why in the Gemara.
We were talking about Mishnah earlier that the kohen has to.
The kohen is the what?
No, he's not holding on to it.
No one's not holding on to anything that has to be shechta, because we're about gizav avoda. But here we're talking about, didn't have a mum, it's a tam. So you have to hold it on to it until it gets a mum. So you have to give it to him, deliver it all, you know, ready to be taken care of. Havachar nechal shana b'shana. A bechar has to be eaten within the year, first year of its life. Bein tam bein b'mum. Shenem afnei Hashem lekecho techlen shana b'shana. You have to eat the bechar the first year of its life. Say if it's tam, say it's b'mum. It's tam and it's mana mikdash, just bring it as a carbon right away within the year. And if it's a bamum, you have to eat it within the year. Noir le mum v'seich shnasai. V'sher le kam kol shtemar z'chadash. You got a mum within 12 months, you got to keep it the rest of 12 months. But you have to eat it within 12 months. L'achay yubayis chadash, eini v'sher le kam el amaz yoyim. And what exactly that means, the Gemara will explain. But let's say it'll touch like this. If it gets a mum after 12 months, then you're allowed to keep it 30 days and that's it. So Gemara first is going to talk about the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah said that Yisrael has to take care of the Bechar B'daka 30 days, and a Gasa has to be taken care of for 50 days. And a Gasa is 50 days. What do you know this from? Not immediately. Omar Khan, Omar Krah. It says in the Pasuk like this. M'l'yascha v'dimacha, which is talking about Bekurim, lo yisa'acher, Bechar b'necha titin le. It says, give me the Bechar b'necha, right? You know, humans. Then it says, Kein tasa, L'sharcha l'tzoncha. Do the same thing for the shar, which is the big fat animal, and l'tzoncha, the small animal. What's the drash? Amar kana makra, b'char b'necha titin li kein tasa l'tzoncha. We skip l'sharcha. We say b'char b'necha, we make a hekesh to kein tasa l'tzoncha. We know how much is a b'char of a human? 30 days. So tzoncha is 30 days. M'liyascha v'demacha, which is b'kurim, l'tzoncha kein tasa l'sharcha. So we know it's 50 days. How do you know Bikurim is 50 days? Because we know on Pesach is when the Gemar of the Zman of the Tua, and then you wait 50 days till Shavuos to bring the Bikurim. So there's 50 days. So Kein Tassel Sharcha, after this process, says Kein Tassel Sharcha V'Tzenecha. So we're saying L'Sharcha is going on the Bikurim, and Tzenecha is going on B'char B'necha. That's his drasha. So we're at Epechana. Maybe Sharcha is going on 30 days, and Tzenecha is going on Bikurim. So the Mestavro, the Mekadim, Lekadim, whatever is first the Pasuk before goes to the first Pasuk over here. And the Ma'acha, Ma'acha. And the second thing in the Pasuk, which is B'chav Necha, goes to the second thing in the Pasuk over here, which is Tzenecha.
Where do we see 30 or 50?
So I just spoke it out. B'chav Necha is 30 days, because usually a B'char of a, you know B'char of a human is after 30 days, Pidin Eben. And Bikurim is 50 days, so on Pesach L'Shavuos is 50 days. Pesach is 50 days. So look at the pasuk. Meleiasov v'demachal lo yisa'acher. It says, yeah. Very good, yeah. Okay. Adrav is somachle, the somachle. Why don't we say whoever's close to each other is better? It says Bechar Benecha, King Tasel L'Sheirecha. So Sheirecha is right next to Bechar Benecha. Why don't you say somachle, somachle? It has to be 30 days. That's a good kasha.
Why didn't Mark answer Makadam? Isn't they doing. If you're going first, what does the pasuk say?
Look at the pasuk. Meliyasra v'demacha lo yisa'ach. Erbacha v'nechatin lay. That pasuk, what's first? Bekurim. In the next pasuk, the sharcha is first. The big guy is first. Can't ask the sharcha first. So you say, they go to the first and last to the last. The Gemara says, no, say this, the sharcha is going back on Bechamanechu. It's right next to each other. So Rav is a different drasha because of that. Rav is an agar okan. It's a different drasha. Elam Rava. Omakra tasa. You read like this. It says, we're not going to worry about Bekurim anymore. V'chor b'necha titlei. Can't tasa the sharcha l'tzanecha. And so tasa says that sharcha gets an extra asiya. Besides the 30 days, there's another asiya of a sharcha. So, frankly, Rav, in the shushim, it may be 60 days then, because Tasa says, like again, like 30, another 30. The chachamim were Magala, what's the extra asiya? And they said, the extra asiya is 20 days, altogether 50 days, and that's what it is. And that's the way Rav learns the drasha. So, Rav is not dashing from Bekurim at all, Rav kind of dashes from Bekurim. Tanya Namahakim, the Brahis are like Rava, that's the Joshua. Tanya Namahakim, Bechabernachli, Kain Tasa Otsoinacha, says Kain Tasa Otsoinacha is 30 days. Just like Bechar. Yacha Afa Sharacha, maybe also Shar is 30 days. Tamalim Tasa, says the Pasuk Tasa, Hosho Kosta Vasia Acheres. The Pasuk adds on another Asia, Vasharacha, Lemosho Kosta Vacham, and Kanamru, Ad Kam Vishochim on top of Bechar. We see from here how much does the Shav take care of the Bechar? But Behemo Daka, 30 days, but Gasa, Chemish, 50 days. Rav Yosi argues, here's the Moses explain from Rav Yosi, here's the Behemo Daka, Shloish, Chadashim, a place to Pula Meruba. Because it's very hard to take care of. Why? Tana, place to Shanea Daka, it has small teeth. When it's born, it has small teeth, and it can't eat grass. And if it won't be with its mother, it's going to die. So you have to keep it with its mother. That's why the Yeshua has to keep it at home, next to the mother, as the nurse, until it gets big enough teeth, it can go out and eat the grass. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah, how long you have to metapel it. Now we're going to go to the second part of the Mishnah, which says that a Kohen asks for it, v'seich hazman, he cannot have it. Mamalei HaKohen, talking about a tam, b'char tam is zman hazeh, that's not a carbon, and it's going to become, you're waiting for it to become a mum, the luck is, the Yeshua takes care of it for the first 30 days or 50 days. That's the halacha. It takes care of it for those that are not days. So after Gemara, what's the pshat the kohen asks for? He says, I want it now. I'll take care of it. Just leave it to me. I want to know I have it. My time. There's an iser for a kohen to work in the Beis HaGranis, and he says, I'm going to work for you in your field, and I want all the ma'aser. It's also to do that. It has to be the Yisrael's own discretion to give it to the Kohen, whoever he wants. The Kohen can't work for it. So here we're worried. The Kohen says like this, you know, you got to take care of the animal. It's a hard job. Give it to me. I'll take care of it. And you know, I'll get it. So it looks like Kohen is here as a grown. It looks like he's paying for it. He's paying for it by saving the Yisrael from taking care of it. And that's what the Mishnah says, that if it can shechter right now, then it's fine. Because he says in shechter right now, he's not going to take care of it. If he's not going to take care of it, so then it doesn't look like he's paying for it.
Tumor, right? So he's taking care of a whole grain.
He's not going to do anything. In this, yeah.
It's all difficult. But there he's taking care of a whole field.
Right.
And he's getting 10%. Here he's taking care of just that.
I know, but he can't. He can't pay a penny for it. He's not giving
it
a dime.
Give it to me now.
But he's paying for it because he looks like he's paying for it because he's taking care of the animal. It's also taking the animal. It's also going to take the animal to Shavuos. And this guy's taking care of the animal for him now. The coin. Why? Because he's getting it. Though. What? I know, but it looks like he made a deal. The guy really could hold on. Just take care of it.
Why can't he make a deal?
Because you're not allowed. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to pay for it.
He's not paying for it.
He's working for it. He's saving the Yisrael work and working on his own. But if it's about mum, he shechts right away. So he's not really doing any work with it. Then it's fine. It's only it's a zera. But it says nira. But it's much. You're right to a certain extent. It's a nira kain. It's not mamish. It's nira kain. See, it says nira. Yeah. Well, now we'll see how chomer it is to be mesiyeh. Tana Rabbanan, HaKoyin, Kahanim, V'Leviim. Kahanim, we know it means for Truma, for Bechar. Leviim is for Meiser, Maisa Rishon, Vaniyim for Maisa Oni, or anything like that. Hamasiyim is a Gronis, they help. Beis HaRoyim, which they help in the Royim, which means that would be a Koyim with a Bechor. Beis HaGronis, that means they help in the fields. Or Beis HaMatafachayim, they help in the Shlachtos, so she gets, that's a Koyim who helps in the butcher shops, so he should get the Zeroya, Lachayim, Vekeva. All those things, Einoistim Lehem Chumma Meiser B'Sfarim. You're not allowed to give them Chumma Meiser B'Sfarim if they're working by you. If you do that, Chilalu. You Mechal Chumma Meiser B'Sfarim HaTamas Kuhuna. V'alein HaKos V'Oimer Shichatem Bris HaLevi. That's one pasuk. V'ayim another pasuk. That's kotrei b'nei Yisrael. It's zechal. You shouldn't mechal it. Lois musu. And you shouldn't die. My v'ayim was like a pasuk. V'chit tame and misaloi. If you just had a pasuk in Shechata Bris Levi, you think you don't get misaloi shemayim. Tashema, that if someone does this, it gets misaloi shemayim. It's kotrei b'nei Yisrael. Lois zechal v'is musu. And be'etzem, a big shacham l'kanoi tzonsom. Chom wanted to make a knas that if you give this type of meiser, it doesn't work. L'yis ma'fri shemleim tshuma. You have to take Chuma again, maybe. Or play Maloy Khan, so why did he make a Knas? Maybe you're going to come then to be Mafrish, you're going to say, oh, this is still Tavel also. You're going to be Mafrish, Mina Ptur Al Achiv. Ubekulam, Yesh Behem. Yeah. Kitsa, that's why they didn't make a Knas. That's why they didn't make a Knas. And therefore, but why someone does this is. Mechal the Matlas Kuna and Kubi is Chayim Misa B'Deshavayim. We'll stop up here with Kulam. We'll see you next time tomorrow.